After Labor Day weekend, when Made in America takes over the Parkway in Philadelphia, the event will have to find a new location. After 6 years, the city of Philadelphia has determined that the major multi-stage concert event organized by the rapper Jay-Z is no longer suitable for the Parkway. WHYY's Peter Krimmerman reports that Jay-Z is not happy about it.
In a scathing opinion piece on Philly.com, Jay-Z wrote that he is disappointed the mayor would evict him from the heart of Philadelphia suddenly and without discussion. He claims the event brought an economic impact of $103 million since 2012, and being denied future use of the parkway is, quote, a failure on the mayor's part. Mayor Jim Kenney says this is all a misunderstanding. Philadelphia very much wants to continue hosting the Made in America concert, just not on the parkway. Back in April, that message was given to Live Nation, which was representing Jay-Z's company, Roc Nation, and Kenny says he believed Jay-Z was in the loop.
The information to Live Nation was not articulated to Roc Nation, and that's what caused this kerfuffle.
While the concert undoubtedly brings a boost to the city, it also brings problems. Residents of nearby Logan Square and Fairmount neighborhoods have learned to expect several days of blocked traffic, noise, and disruption for the week between setup and breakdown. Bruce Butler is the president of the Fairmount Civic Association.
I have mixed feelings about it. I thought it was good to bring people into the neighborhood, into the city, to see what a nice neighborhood it is. But for the 2 or 3 days when it happens, we're kind of captive in our area because we can't leave. Our parking spaces would just disappear. And I'm relieved we will get our neighborhood back.
The decision to end use of the parkway for Made in America was informed by a study commissioned by the city and the Parkway Council, which said the concert puts undue stress on the community and the parkway's infrastructure. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.